Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the world of sports, gambling, and pop culture. Because you can't have a show without hot takes or a Tiger King meme these days. Know what I'm saying? Now, with over 200 episodes and ready to get after it again, here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Hello, everyone. Glad you could join me. Talked a little bit yesterday about the NFL slate and the results. And we didn't talk too much about the NBA kickoff. Two-game slate, a lot going on. You can overreact a tad. One thing I didn't get to talk about, but probably should have, is Golden State. Because people got to see Steph Curry back on the court for Golden State. And how bad the Warriors looked against the Nets. The Nets have one of the deepest teams in the league. In spite of KD and Kyrie. And I will still say this long term. The reason why I am down on the Nets, I don't think that relationship between KD and Kyrie is sustainable long term. Short term, yes. The first half of the regular season, yes. I think that second half of the season when the grind starts getting real, it's a reduced schedule with only 72 games and more compressed schedule. I think they start wearing on each other real quick. So I think you're going to see some dissension in the ranks with the Nets, which is why I was down on them with the Vegas line being at 44.5 wins. I took the under. I think they were going to come in right around 43, 44 wins. I just don't see them breaking that threshold again. Were there 15 games over 500? I could it happen? Yeah, it could. I just don't see it with a 72-game schedule. I don't see them being at like that 15 games over 500 type of team. I think a team that a lot of folks are sleeping on would be more Philly. I think Philly takes that division. Pretty easily, to be honest. I think Doc Rivers is the kind of coach that can actually get the best out of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Now, will they be a good playoff team? I still have no idea because we don't know what Ben Simmons is going to be able to do. But I think Doc Rivers can tell him, hey, I had Rajon Rondo. I know you can't shoot very well, but we're still going to get you to take more shots. We're just not going to force the issue. I think he can get Ben Simmons out of his own head and feeling more confident about his game where he can let it flow even if he's not as successful shooting from the perimeter, because that's really what it takes. He just has to give the illusion that he could take a mid-range jump shot, a pull-up jump shot. It's not the most efficient shot, but even if he develops a floater, it would be more or less a dramatic leap forward, which is actually something Giannis needs to do, but that's another story entirely. We'll get to the Bucks. But yeah, I don't I don't buy the story on the Nets. I don't think they're nearly as strong as people think they are. I think it's a very real possibility that Golden State really is that bad, which is why I bet very much on the under for Golden State. When I saw Golden State's win total being at 38.5 wins, and the win totals are still up, but it, you know, to me that was one of the easier bets to kind of go on. You know, even though the juice was already baked in at 38.5 wins, that Golden State being -145. I still probably take it under 35 wins. I don't think Golden State's very good, mainly because I think Andrew Wiggins is one of the most overrated players in the entire league. I still don't understand the fascination with Andrew Wiggins. You know, former overall number one pick from Duke, none of his game has translated into the NBA the way people thought it would. They thought he might be that piece in Cleveland to supplant LeBron when LeBron left. I'm sorry. There's just nothing there. There is nothing there, folks. I don't know what else to say. There's nothing. There's nothing there. The shooting isn't there. The finishing at the hoop isn't there. He plays no defense. Situational awareness is minimal. I can't find anything nice to say about Andrew Wiggins' game at the NBA level. You know, there's a reason why everyone mocks Andrew Wiggins, because it's necessary. He truly is one of the biggest jokes in the NBA. And actually, I can't believe I said he was Duke. I meant Kansas. I had to correct myself there. That's a blatant error on my part. It just seems as though with the pedigree that, like, and hype behind Andrew Wiggins, you'd swear he played for Duke. Maybe that's what I had in my mind. But, you know, I can't get over how much he gets ranked. It's just one of those things where, you know, actually, you know why? It was the Andrew Wiggins Jabari Parker draft. So Parker was the Duke guy, Wiggins was the Kansas guy. Neither one, they were both busts in the NBA. let's just call it what it is. Jabari Parker in the NBA, bust. Andrew Wiggins is also a bust. I legitimately cannot say anything good about Andrew Wiggins' game. The fact that Golden State traded for him, and actually this was part of the thing was he was selected by the Cavs. This was part of the let's make a trade to bring in Kevin Love. So this was the whole thing was LeBron wasn't interested in Andrew Wiggins' game. And you know what? Maybe LeBron it really is a better NBA GM than most people give him credit for. He just said, I want Kevin Love here. And guess what? It was the right move, because if it was LeBron playing with Andrew Wiggins, LeBron would have had him deep sixed ages ago. I don't see it. I really don't see where Andrew Wiggins' game actually fits in the NBA. And, you know, it's going to be a long season in Golden State. I thought with Stephen Clay coming back, Andrew Wiggins would have been able to hide a bit. With Clay Thompson done for the year, I mean, it's just Steph and Draymond. We know Draymond brings nothing to the table offensively. You know, Kelly Oubre is a piece, but, I mean, you know, he's not going to do anything for you. The bottom line is that it really just comes down to Andrew Wiggins actually being the number two in Golden State. And there's nothing in his game, from my perspective, that would actually say that this Golden State thing would work out. The only thing was having goodwill to the Warriors in their system that they could unlock Andrew Wiggins' game. If last night was any indication, this will be an unmitigated disaster. So I don't know what else you could say about Andrew Wiggins last night performance wise. You know, it's I don't know what else to say. Like, the Warriors are kind of stuck with him to figure out if they can make Andrew Wiggins work, because it's not as though you can really trade him either. Like, he's just one of those contracts where it's just like, they kind of made that piece of it, you know. And that's why I kind of thought, you know, for better or for worse, they were kind of better off with even though he didn't really fit either, was D'Angelo Russell's contract. Because at least, you know, he could come off the second unit once you had Steph and Clay back together. But, man, Andrew Wiggins, I don't know. I just don't see it whatsoever. So, with that being said, he had the Lakers play the Clippers last night. It was Lakers ring ceremony. They came out flat. Clippers punched them in the mouth. It was beginning of the NBA regular season. You know, neither team looked that great, to be perfectly honest. You know, I checked out at halftime. Caught the highlights afterwards. There really wasn't all that much to write home about with the game. Doesn't really tell us much about either team. Lakers will be fine. Clippers will be right there, too. You know, as much as we rail on Paul George, he will still be productive. It all comes down to what happens in the postseason and whether or not Kawhi is able to get something out of Paul George, which time and again has proven to be the case. There's nothing there with Paul George when it comes to pressure situations. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still way early in the NBA season. But the one area I want to address real quickly, and part of the reason why I didn't do rankings, you know, again, I think you're going to see a lot of disruption in the NBA this year. And part of it is not having the bubble. You having an indoor sport in the COVID environment, you're going to get positive cases. That's something that, you know, I think both sides, both the owners and players, like, have come to expect. What you can't have is the James Harden situation where you're trying to get yourself traded like a complete clown. It's just another joke. I mean, James Harden has been partying with rappers during training camp. And now the footage came out from over the weekend that he was partying at a strip club. He's claiming it wasn't a strip club. The place is actually a strip club. So whether it was a strip club or a party that happened to be at a place that frequently operates as a strip club, doesn't matter. James Harden is violating COVID protocols. He's had direct interactions with Rockets players. From what I'm seeing right now, this is during lunchtime, but like basically you've got Russell Westbrook and John Wall. I mean, I'm mixing up John Wall and Russell Westbrook. You got John Wall and Boogie Cousins being sent home because of possible COVID violations in terms of contact tracing. There is just too much going on right now. Where you, what are you going to do? There is so little, there's so little actual accountability taking place here that the NBA is going to have to step in. I mean, a good rule of thumb about whether or not a place can be called a strip club is if you have a number of parties that involve strippers, technically you could be considered a strip club. I'm just saying. Probably just rule of thumb. But, you know, regardless, because they're saying Harden has had some interaction with teammates, but the other reason why the other Rockets players are in quarantine is that you had a number of other players all getting haircuts at a private location to get haircuts that wasn't actually sanctioned away from team premises. So, again, everyone's getting their specialized cuts and all together in a high cluster area that they couldn't validate. So now you're going through COVID protocols. You know, this is a mess. And you're probably going to end up with Rockets players getting ruled out and the NBA not being able to put together, well, the Houston Rockets not being able to field a proper roster. Does the NBA postpone the game? Do they have to forfeit? These are very real questions. It's NBA tip-off in a couple of hours, and we don't know if there's actually going to be an actual game between the Rockets and the Thunder. I mean, because neither team is going anywhere, it seems, this year, if you know, with the James Harden situation, like, it's going to be a mess. But the impact of James Harden has already been felt. The Rockets have to deal with the James Harden situation, but realistically, the NBA needs to deal with the James Harden situation, because if he's flagrantly trying to get himself traded, you have to start docking his pay. You know, no matter what the Players Association is going to allege, direct violation of health and safety protocols has to be first and foremost. It has to be. So there could be honest mistakes, but when you're flagrantly trying to piss everyone off to get yourself traded and violating health code to do so, that's crossing the line. Like, that's where the NBA needs to put its foot down. We all know it's a players' league, but this is actually one of the times that the NBA actually needs to set some ground rules, because if you don't, you're going to have more situations like this throughout the year, and it's strict adherence. You're like, you didn't want to do the bubble, the players didn't want to do the bubble, but they have to be responsible enough, because if now we're starting to impact the actual on-the-court product, and you can't have games, and you're violating the regional contracts, we're going right back to the same situation why the bubble had to exist in the first place, because of the amount of revenue the league owes its cable partners and regional sports networks for games being played. It's as simple as that. So it's a monetary thing even more than just, hey, you need to do your job, buddy. So with that being said, I'll give my quick takes on NBA rankings. To me, in this kind of season format, like, trying to do a season-long league, it's insane. I wouldn't say there's any way to do that. To me, the way to play it would be either, if you're not going to do DFS, then you do a best ball format. And, you know, in terms of best ball formats, that would be going through Underdog Fantasy. You could do a full season-long stretch there on the Underdog, or you can do a nightly stretch where it's similar to DraftKings or FanDuel, but you're just drafting players instead of putting together a roster. But in terms of fantasy production, Giannis would be number one, Luka Doncic number two. I'm not even ranking Harden anywhere in my top 10, just to be perfectly blunt, because I don't know what Harden's going to do. I don't know if he's actually going to show up to work. You can't have James Harden anywhere near your top 10, in my opinion. Can't do it. There's no way to do it with this Houston situation not squared away. So to me, Harden's out of the top 10 entirely. You know, the rest of the top 10, you know, you can make your cases for. I've got Tatum and LeBron at 3 and 4. 5, I've got Anthony Davis. 6, Dame. 7, you know, I actually got Kevin Durant. And then you follow that up with 8 and 9 being Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. I know people have Bradley Beal ranked in the 20s. I got Bradley Beal in the top 10 easily. Russell Westbrook, you know, for all the faults you can make out of him, you know, he definitely boosts up the offensive production of players wherever he goes. He made Paul George relevant. Like, I don't care what anyone says. Like, Paul George was never better offensively than he was with Russell Westbrook. And actually having a true shooter in Bradley Beal takes Russ right back to where he was when he had KD. I think the Wizards have a legitimate chance to win that division. And I think they have, like, the hot take for me is, I think the Wizards in the East could win. I think they could win. If this was a true, like, 82 game season, I think the Wizards would be capable of winning 50 games. They're not going to win 50 games in this reduced format for 72, but I think they can win 45 games. I think they can win 45 games. their actual win total for the year is actually in the 30s. I mean, they were at 33 wins as pegged. To me, one of the easiest bets, and I hammered it hard, was over 33 wins. I think the Wizards, like, people are thinking that the Wizards are a sub-500 team. I can't understand how anyone would actually believe that they're a sub-500 team. I think they're well and above that. So I hammered that entirely. I was trying to find other lines to get more Wizards action, to be honest. You know, to me, the Wizards are one of the best bets for a win total this year, you know, provided, you know, obviously things can go sideways with the way the NBA season is at the moment. You know, we don't know. But I'm just saying, on paper, if you give me Russell Westbrook with Bradley Beal, we know Russ is going to do what he does. If Bradley Beal is, you know, efficient in the same fashion he's been over the last couple of years by himself because John Wall's been injured, I look at the Wizards and, like, to me, it's a slam dunk. They're well over a 500 team, and they probably win 40-plus games. Like, I think the Wizards are the surprise team no one's talking about. I really think the Wizards are there. You know, we'll see, but I think, to me, the Wizards are a definite play. I wish there were more bets I could make on the Wizards' win totals beyond the 33, because I think if you gave them 38.5, I'd be betting that the over on that one, too. I really think the Wizards are going to be a team to be reckoned with throughout. Another team that I'm high on is the Trailblazers. And the reason why I like the Trailblazers at a 41 win total being over that, Trailblazers got Nurkic back. Nurkic was injured the entire year. And the best thing is, they got rid of Hassan Whiteside. Anytime you can get rid of Hassan Whiteside, your team gets better. See the Miami Heat. Like, Hassan Whiteside is one of the worst players in the NBA for as much talent as he has. It's just terrible teammate. But, you know, you play him because of his talent. But, man, guy is just a pain to deal with night after night where you don't know when he's actually motivated to show up and actually perform. So, definitely love the Trailblazers, and I love the Wizards in the East. So those are my two teams that no one's talking about that are teams that are going to make noise this year, in my opinion. So, again, it should be a wild NBA season. You know, the Houston situation is a complete disaster. No one knows anything. You know, anyone trying to say that they know how it's going to play out, I got news for you. They're lying. But we're going to see how it goes. So, you know, try to make the most of the NBA this year. I would say, by and large, the best thing you can do is just play a season best ball format. Just draft a bunch of players and see how it pans out. Or just do daily fantasy. Doing a season-long league, to me, I just don't think it's anywhere remotely close to what you're going to like to see from a general standpoint. So that's my take on the NBA this year, but we'll see how it goes. Until next time, folks, enjoy and catch you around next time.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all other major outlets.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.